We gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Fail, you know, in any situation, whether it's you and your mate, If something comes in between you and your mate and divide you, you will fail. You will not reap the benefits of the love that was given to each other because you allowed this cancer to come in and to divide you. We have to make sure we're undivisible. We can't be divided, right? We can't be. The best way to know what's going on that's happening right in front of you is to listen. Listen. Don't be so caught up. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in what I want to say, what I feel, what I'm going through, you know, my experiences in life, who I like and who I don't like. We get so caught up in self that we forget about what the other person is saying. We don't even care. Because it's all about what we are feeling. And, you know, you matter. Just so you know, you matter. But so does that other person. The other people. Whatever it may be, your situation. Remember, they matter. They are human beings. They are God's children as well. They matter. We all matter. And if that is the case, if we can just agree on that every human being in the world matters, if we can agree on that basic principle, then we should be able to agree that we need to listen to each other. We need to pay attention to what the other person is saying. Let me just tell you it like this here, okay? Let me just say it like this here. You know, we can all agree that there's a mountain right there. There's a mountain right there. And I learned this today. There's a mountain right there, right? We all can agree. We see that mountain. We agree. We agree what it looks like and everything on that mountain. We agree there's rocks, there's trees, there's animals, there's all kind of stuff. It's big or it's small or whatever. We agree that mountain's right there. But we don't know what's on the other side of the mountain until we go around there and see what's on the other side of the mountain. See, we can't know everything. You got to, if you want to know, wisdom is very important. It is the key. We need to understand that we need to understand what's happening around us. We need to, you know, use our brain to say, well, what's happening on the other side of that mountain? The only way you're going to know is to go over there and see what's happening. But when you're just on one side of the mountain, all you know is what you see right there. You've got to go to the other side. That's why I say we got to listen to each other because my experience may be different than yours. And your experience is what it is. I love you for who you are, despite the fact that we have different experiences in life. I still love you for who you are. As a matter of fact, that's more intriguing for me because I get to hear what's happening on the other side of the mountain. I didn't know that. I didn't know what was happening on the other side of the mountain because I'm only on this side. So now it's a story. And it could be a blessing. But we won't know if we don't listen to each other. We will never know. And we don't know. We could be cutting out the most important thing in our life. We could be cutting out our whole purpose for existing. Because God has us here for a purpose. And if you cut yourself off to certain information, you may miss out on your blessing. You may miss out on the gift that God is giving you. That's why we have to be open-minded, open-hearted, believe that God's in control, trust Him, and listen to our brothers and sisters. Pay attention to them because we all matter. We all matter. We all are important. We all bring something to the table. That's why it says love God and love people. Love God first. So so he can give you and give you that information so you can be driven by a most powerful being in the universe. And then with that information, with that, you love people with it. Because they are his. Just like he made you, he made them. So what, we don't look the same? That's the good part. I'm not attracted to me. I'm not attracted to me. I'd get me look in the mirror and go, Lord, I got to do something about this. Right? It's because I'm not supposed to be attracted to myself. I'm attracted to people that look different than me. You know, that are different than me, that have different experiences than I do. Because I can sit there and listen to them and learn and hear, oh, really? Or try their food that's so different than the way that I was raised. Well, my mom is making me this soul food because I'm a black man, grew up in a black area where, you know, even though my mom is half black and half white, but she was around black people. And so we learned this is the way we ate. Right? And then once I found, when I went to California in 1979, had no idea what Mexican food was. Never heard of it in my life. And when I heard them talk about tacos and burritos, I was like, what? What's a taco? What is that? Had no idea. And so, you know, but then once, you know, I got involved and tried it and said, oh, wow. Then you start to learn the history behind it and all the kind of stuff. And then you start to have a love for, you know, the things that you like that make you feel good. God brings people into your life through all kind of different ways and even through your stomach because he knows your desire. He knows what you like. So we have to trust him. But like I said, listen. That's the key. Listening to one another is going to be the blessing in your life. Listening to one another is the key. That's the goal. That is it right there. Don't ever think you're too big that you don't need to listen, that you know it all. So, anyway, it was really an eye-opener for me in my Bible group today when we talked about some of this stuff. And then when the pastor preached, Pastor Scott preached, and he was sharing this about the mountain, we only see a certain part of the mountain. We need to make sure that we find out what's on the other side of the mountain before we start judging the other side of the mountain. How are you going to judge something you don't know? You don't know anything about it. You don't just make your own judgment. It may be better, that side of the mountain, maybe way better than this side of the mountain. We don't know. We got to experience it. You got to open your hearts. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart so I can please you. Open the eyes of my brother and sister's hearts, Father. Please bless all of us. Give us the wisdom. Inject you, your spirit, into us and our ways so that we can be your hands and your feet and your mouthpiece, and we can go out in the world and bless your children and be blessed by your children. Thank you, God. Thank you for all of my brothers and sisters around the world who are so beautiful to me. And Father, right now I want to ask a special prayer for those babies around the world and over there in Syria. And it's just getting so crazy. Please protect them. Please protect them, Father. I don't understand the situation. I don't understand why, you know, what's happening is happening there, but it's just so sad for these babies to be hungry, scared. They have no roofs over their heads. They don't know what to do. Their parents are either just as afraid as they are, or they're dying, trying to protect them. So, Father, we ask you to just put a special blessing over them. Please redirect the evil one. Please protect those people. They're scared. And I'm afraid for them, Father. I'm afraid for them. Because the devil is busy. So please keep your love around them. Please, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for them on their behalf. In your son's name, we do. Amen. All right. So anyway, guys, I really want to make sure that we praise him, that we marinate on Christ, that we get lost in Jesus, and that we get lost in his ways and not our own ways. Right? It's so easy to think that what we're doing is our way is the right way. You know, let's make sure that God is leading us. Love God and love people. Love God first so you can love people right. Don't make it about you. Make it about him. He is our Heavenly Father, and we trust him. So all my brothers and sisters who are Christians, come on. Let's step up to the plate. The world needs us because the world is in trouble and the world is trying to take us all out. All we got to do is trust in God and we're going to be okay. I love you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessing. Place to hide this weary soul. Amen. It is a new day, you know, for so many. Like for me, this day represents change. It represents change because I learned that I need to pay attention, that I need to listen. I need to listen more. I can be a better version of me. We all can be a better version of ourselves. And don't ever think that you're too old to learn, because learning, just it just helps you to continue to grow. You know, and if you want to live, you need to grow. We have to grow spiritually, mentally, psychologically, you know, wisdom-wise. You know, we need to grow. You know, we need to be a blessing. We need to leave a legacy to our children, to our family, to whoever it is that we're going to leave a legacy to. It's better to be something than nothing. You're here for a reason. Seek out your purpose and live it. Live it. You know, and if you don't know what it is, this is the thing. If you don't know what it is, it's okay. You might not, a lot of us don't know. How many times do you say to kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know. You know, and, you know, some kids know. They know what they want to be. I want to be a fireman. I want to be, you know, they already got it, this thing in them. I'm going to be a police officer. I'm going to be a musician. I'm going to be an actor. People that some people know, but some people don't know. Don't make the people that know any better than the people that don't know. The people that don't know probably haven't really seeked it out. What is it? What is it that you want? You know, sometimes we don't think about those things. What do you want? Do you want peace in the world? Don't you want to go around and be comfortable around people and not worry about them looking at you? You know, so how can you be a blessing in that? What do you want? It's up to each and every single one of us to create an environment around us with the people that we know and share love with them, share the love of Christ with them. And it don't have to be a direct, hey, you need to know about, because people get tired of people preaching to them. But it's just in your walk that will do all the talking for you. Because people, I've known so many people that have decided to find out who this God is just based off of someone else's walk. Like, wow. That person is right. Something about that person. There's something really special about that person because they're walking with God in them and driving them. And so people love that. They see what it is that's so special, and they want a piece of that. So not necessarily does it have to be what you say to people, but just pay attention to your walk and how you are around people. Because no matter where you are, at work or, you know, at your, you know, not, I shouldn't say in your house, but no matter where you are, people are watching you. They're watching you. You know, at least when you least think, somebody's watching you. They're watching you. You know, you get a little job doing something that you go, oh, man, I don't want to do this. This is nasty. Oh, I don't, you know, you've got to represent Christ in it. Just do it with pride. You know, God was washing, Jesus was washing feet. When he came around his servants, he washed his servants' feet. Come on. What makes us think that we're better than God? So sometimes somebody's got to do whatever it is. You know, your mom or your cousin or your niece or your auntie or uncle, somebody say, hey, can you come over and help me? Everything is falling apart. I need some help. Hey, just go do your part. Trust me, in it, you will feel so much better as you're doing it. But why? But just getting there sometimes gets in our way, right? We go, I ain't trying to do all that. You know what? Just let God make the decision. Let God help you. Let him, you know, be the extended arm of Christ. Let you say, okay, God, here, take me. You know, I trust you. I know you know what you're doing. You don't realize that your walk can be a blessing to others. But you got to let God guide you. It's beautiful. It's, you know, I slammed my finger into a tractor trying to upload a log And it was the very first thing I did yesterday morning because my cousin's tree collapsed in his driveway. And he has giant trees all around his house. This tree is giant. But the ground was so saturated that it gave out and it just flipped over. Right? So then I went over there to help. I didn't really want to, but I wanted to because the Spirit of God said, go. I was like, okay, I'm a songwriter. Get your butt up and get your ass to go. And so I called and said, hey, I'm coming. And I could see that, you know, the first day I went, which was on Saturday, he was so, I'm just so grateful that you came. I really appreciate it. And it was hard. It was hot, and I was sweating, and it was kind of dangerous. And I was like, but I want to be a blessing to him, right? And I'm doing my walk in Christ, not about Wardell. This is about Jesus. This is about the love of God, blessing another man. And I did that, and I saw how much he appreciated it. And it made me feel so good when I left. And then when I got home, I was calling him. I said, hey, let me know if you want me to come back tomorrow so we can, you know, or I'll come back tonight after my show. And he was like, oh, don't worry about tonight. But if you want to come back tomorrow in the morning, that'd be cool because it won't be so hot. I said, okay, cool. I'll see you in the morning. And so I jumped up there in the morning. I was up early. I always get early anyway. But I was really up early. And I shot over there and was ready and everything. And geez, the first thing I did is jammed my finger in that tractor. And it cut it open. And the swole blood was going everywhere. My wife was going, what? And I said, no, let's just rinse it off. And anyway, so I took care of it, right? Bandaged it up, and I said, come on. He said, you want to go home? I said, no, I came here to work. And so I just felt this drive that I need to do this. And I need to do it no matter what. And we did it. We got out there. We knocking it out. And once again, he kept on saying, man, I've just got to tell you how much I really appreciate you coming and you helping with this. And I said, it's all good, man. That's what family do. That's what we're supposed to do for each other, right? And we're not direct blood. We're indirect blood. I married his cousin his wife's cousin. So, we're nowhere near blood. But for the blood of Christ, we are brothers because of the blood of Christ. And I enjoy doing that. So I'm just saying, I'm going to get off of my little thing here, but we need to reach out and do the walk. Walk the walk. And Jesus will talk the talk. But we need to walk the walk. We need to get out there and do that walk. And the Spirit of God will be a blessing. It'll be right in there and bless you and bless the person, the people that are watching you. They watch you. Especially if you're talking about a Christian. Do something about it if you're a Christian. Don't just say, what does that mean, you're a Christian? What does it mean? What it means is what you do. That's what it means, what you do. Not what you say, but what you do. So anyway, man, I'm on one today. I don't know what's going on, but I love you, Jesus. And I'm so grateful for all the my friends that he loves you as well. We got about another 23 minutes. And I just got to say, God, you are amazing because you made us feel like we're worth something. Like you could use us. You're God. You want to use us? That's like, whoa. That's an honor. We all should feel like worthy. Like, wow, we are worth something. God really loves us. He really cares. Yes, he does. And we should celebrate that. Celebrate it with each other and with the non-believers. We should celebrate it. God is good like that. Oh.
You thought I was worth it. Clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Amen, amen. You know, to my brothers and sisters over in Africa, that is, you know, we love that music is African gospel music, and it is it's a beautiful blessing. I love the spirit. I love, you know, how they get into it. I mean, when I was in Africa, I had such a wonderful time. You know, learned so much about how they praise God and how they do life. And it was such an eye-opener for me. It was all an eye-opener. The whole time I was there, my eyes were wide open. And this was information that is just filling into me, into my soul, into my being, into who I am today. It helped to make me into who I am today because I opened up. I listened. I paid attention. I learned. I respected. And I trusted the information that was given to me because God is always in front. And, you know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. When I hear this music, it takes me back to Zimbabwe, and it takes me back to Johannesburg and Sun City. Always, it sounds something like Sin City, which is Las Vegas, right? Sin, not Sin City, Sun City. And Sun City is a beautiful place. It had this amazing, amazing recording studio. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life, where they had all the best of the best gear in the studio. And I couldn't believe that they had all of this stuff all in the same building. I was like, whoa. And it blew me away. I was like, ooh, I'm coming back to Sun City. This is a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And it was. They even made like an island. It was kind of a weird thing. It was like a tourist thing. But, you know, they had some serious money over there. And they fixed it up. It was like an island. They had waves coming in. And there was no ocean anywhere near where I was at. And it was just, but they made it appear to be that way. It's beautiful. I said, oh, I want to build something like that one day. I want to build it for my solar family. So we can come all together and record some great music and be a blessing to the world. And not just R&B, but praise and worship music as well, you know. And so, but anyway, we'll see what God says. But anyway, guys, so I want to thank you again for tuning in. I love you and appreciate you so much. And we look forward to another week, right? And so just pray for you that God blesses your week and give you the wisdom and the courage to do what it is that he would have you to do on his behalf. And I pray that you listen, to your brothers and sisters, and that way you'll find out some of the things that you don't know, like what's on the other side of the mountain, right? Keep your heart open. Keep your mind open and trust God in it. And let's see what's on the other side of the mountain. Listen to your brothers and sisters that are different than you, that share different experiences, that may be even politically different than you. Don't be so hard. And, you know, it's just like Christians telling other religions that my way is the only way. Your way is, you know, we can't do that. We got to let God fight our battles. You know, we just say, this is what I believe. This is who I believe in. I trust God. And you know, but you don't beat people up because of that. That's ridiculous. So anyway, let's pray. Father, we love you and thank you so much for another blessed and beautiful day. We ask that you protect us and keep us safe. And God, we just once again pray for the people over in Syria. Please keep them safe, Father. Protect them and those babies, Father. We you know, that is just so heart-wrenching, and it's so hard to believe that people would want to hurt babies, Father. So please just put your loving protection around them. We're asking right now in the name of Jesus Christ for your protection over those babies, Father. Thank you for everything that you do. Please help us to grow in you. And thank you so much for loving us. We ask that you quicken any of the brothers and sisters that are listening to this show, Father. Quicken them pull them in to your love. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And you guys have a blessed week, all right? And I look forward to getting back and doing some more stuff with you guys. This is awesome. God, you're good all the time. So,
yeah, please.